Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott, Republican from Mississippi, is in New York for today's special session. By phone, Senator Lott continued to be most supportive of President Bush's efforts to build the case for an invasion of Iraq.
The president is just really beginning that process of communicating and making sure that Congress knows what he knows as much as is possible without leaking information that could cause trouble. But remember this, just based on what we already know, there is a serious problem here. This is a man that has biological weapons, chemical weapons, has worked in the past to have nuclear capability, and is still working on that. He also has delivery systems to actually put them on Scud missiles. We know he has Scuds. We know now that he has these drone aircraft with spray fixtures where it could spray, you know, whatever, chemicals, I guess. And that he is working on nuclear weapons. And there continues to be more information that comes out. Now, are we just going to ignore that? The United Nations has passed 16 resolutions calling on him to do one thing or another, including unfettered access for inspectors to make sure that he's not developing these weapons of mass destruction and the ability to deliver them.
Senator, the president has talked about the need for a change of administration in Iraq. So a post-Saddam Hussein era will mean a long process of nation building there. Is this country prepared for that if the circumstance turns out that way?
Well, that's one of the considerations we have to talk about and think about. But there were those that said in Afghanistan, for instance, oh, well, you can't count on the Northern Alliance, that ragtag group. They can't really fight. Well, it turned out they did fight. And then there were those who were saying, oh, well, how in the world are you going to be able to pull together a government? Well, they're still struggling, but they have a government, and they have a leader that appears to me is doing a pretty good job. Iraqi people are not a ragtag, uneducated bunch of people. In the past, they've had a substantial middle class. They have shown the ability in history to have strong governments, although a lot of them have obviously been dictatorships. We would have to work with all the different people within Iraq, the Shiites, the Kurds, the people in Baghdad, to make sure that the territorial area remains intact and that they pull together a representative government without us, trying to dictate all of it. But obviously what we'd want to encourage is a regime change and democracy and freedom for the people of Iraq.
Senator Lott, you mentioned Afghanistan yesterday. There was an assassination attempt there against the president, Hamid Karzai, also an American soldier wounded in defending him. Does this country have the resources to go after Iraq while we're still needing to be as active as we are in Afghanistan?
Well, it just proves once again that the war on terror is not going to be short-term or easy. You're dealing with fanatics, people that hate freedom and democracy and freedom of religion that we have in America. They hate Israel. They hate America. And that hasn't changed, and we're going to have to be committed to deal with that. And frankly, I think that when you look at Iraq and what they have done and what they might do in the future, and even the likelihood that they've had communications with al-Qaeda leaders, they're part of the war on terror. When you're dealing with this kind of threat, the question is not, can we afford to do it? The question is, can we afford not to do it? Because there are ways that biological or chemical weapons could be gotten into the United States. We know that. And we've got to do everything we can to try to prevent that.
You yourself, Senator Lott, as well as some other lawmakers, have said that there's really no new evidence that shows that Iraq is going to be
more of a threat today
than it was before. So why all of this this talk now about acting more quickly?
Actually, there have been some more recent and troubling and bits of intelligence that, added to what we already knew, does cause you to think seriously about what are they really intending to do? I mean, if they're not intending to cause problems and develop these weapons of mass destruction and drones to deliver it and all of that, then allow the inspectors in. Put this to rest.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Thank you, Susan.
Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott speaking to us from New York, where he is attending a special joint session of the Congress to mark the September 11th anniversary.